Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grun. I'm joined in the studio today by Ed Long. He is the president of the Livingston County War Museum Dal Estes Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy. It's my pleasure to be back here today and talking to you again. Things are always happening up at the Livingston County War Museum. And I had a few things I wanted to discuss today for the public's attention. The first thing is on Tuesday, February 28th, 2017, that's next week, so we're going to have a Vietnam symposium held at the Pontiac High School in their auditorium. That's going to run from 8 in the morning till 11 o'clock. And what we're going to do is we're going to present five of our Vietnam veterans are going to come in and talk about their experiences in Vietnam. This covers the Tonkin Gulf as far as the Navy and the aircraft carrier operations. It also covers a lot of the ground war because we have four different veterans that served in different capacities during the Vietnam War. And then once each person has spoken, we're going to open the floor for questions from the students. And it should be a lot of fun. We do a different war every year at the high school. So this year's the Vietnam Symposium. Again, that's February 28th from 8 to 11, and it's open to the public. So anyone that would like to come, the doors, I believe, will be open at about 7:30. You can come in, pick your seat in the auditorium, and you'll be all set. So we'd love to see all the people from Pontiac come and support us in this effort.
Well, something I find interesting is I did get to go to one of those. I think it was the year you guys did the Korean War. And it's packed in there. And it's not just students. There's a lot of people that come to that.
Yes, we've been very fortunate. Every year we seem to pretty much fill the auditorium. We try to make it a real educational experience for everyone. And I think the student participation is what makes it so fun to do because we try to answer all their questions.
You get a lot from the students?
We get a lot from the students, and they usually follow up. Every time we do this, it seems the following 2 weeks, we see a lot of the students coming up with their families, bringing their moms and dads to come up and see the different things we present at the symposium.
Now, speaking of which, you do have a new big item there at the museum now.
Yes, this is a really neat story. I got a phone call from Chip Petria. He's of Urbana, Illinois. He called me up, and he told me he thought he had something that we might enjoy displaying. And to my disbelief, he told us it was a OEM, stereoscopic artillery rangefinder. Now, this was a very sophisticated system for its time. It was developed in the early 60s, and it has very, very high-quality optics in it, and it's used to spot artillery. It was a it not only would calculate the range to the target, if you have it sitting up on a hill here in Pontiac and you look through this thing, you could actually look clearly at a house about 5 miles away.
Wow.
So it's very remarkable, and it was used to pinpoint artillery shells where they're going to land. And this was built by the East German Army in 1969 through 1976, and it was a top secret project. The East Germans did not want to release that they had this technology. One of their German scientists developed this device, and it's speculated that there were only 400 built. They're very rare, but they have very, very high-quality optics. And the number's never been verified due to the secrecy of the East German government. But this gentleman had the entire unit sitting in his basement in its original shipping box, with all the documentation and everything with it, and he brought it up to the museum, and the box itself weighs about 100 pounds, but the unit itself is about 78 pounds, and you set it up, it looks like a big surveyor's tripod that's very fancy, and this unit attaches to the top of the tripod, and looking through it is really, really an experience. We aimed it out of the museum window, and we got focused in on a chimney that's about a mile and a half away.
Wow.
And you can actually detail see every brick in that chimney and all the metal fasteners, the bolts, and everything. It's amazing what you can see through this thing. It's determined that it can range a target out to 1,500 meters. That's really a lot of magnification. It's a lot better than looking through a pair of binoculars.
Right.
And it's really a neat thing to look at. And we've got it set up now on display in the museum, and he has donated that to us to permanently keep. So it's very interesting, and we hope a lot of people come up to see it. And again, that was donated by Robert Petrie. So that's the newest thing we have up in the museum right now. And it's called the OEM-2 Stereoscopic Artillery Rangefinder. And it's on the internet. You can actually look it up and get much more detail than I'm giving you. But really a nice donation. And it goes to show you this is how things happen up there. People call us, and we never know what's going to be donated. So this is one of our prized possessions now, and it's a very rare item to get.
Well, very good. And the thing is, you showed me a picture of it before we started talking this morning, and it's hard to describe, but you did a good job of it. But, you know, Googling it isn't such a bad idea if you're really curious
no,
about what it looks like.
No, it's out there. Yeah, it's out there. Just go to Google and type in that OEM-2, and you'll find it.
Or head over to the War Museum and see
it
yourself,
right? Or come to the
War
Museum, and we'll let you look through it.
Right.
We're actually in the process of even learning how to use it. It does have night vision capabilities. You can look through it at night and everything looks green, but you can still see the tower. So it's quite an amazing device.
Wow, that is really cool. Mm-hmm. Now, really quick, we'll do a recap, though. Your symposium coming up. Give us the date and time for that again, please.
Okay, that's on February 28th. That's a Tuesday. And that's from 8 in the morning till 11, and that's going to be at the high school here in Pontiac in the auditorium, and it is open to the public. Anyone is welcome to come. I believe they'll open the doors on the school at 7:30.
Okay, and if people want to come visit you at the museum, where can they find you?
Well, they can find us every day of the week at the museum. Now, on Monday through Saturday, our hours are 8 to 4. And on Sundays, it's 12 noon to 4, but we're there year-round except for Christmas.
And what's the address?
301 North Main Street, Pontiac, Illinois. It's right in the museum complex, right downtown.
Very good. We've been speaking with Ed Long. He is the president of the Livingston County War Museum Dallas Education Center. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it, and we appreciate your support. Thank you, Cindy.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.